So that's why you have to be so careful. And there are, when I go in, every time there's somebody in there, more than one has got an infection of some sort or something is wrong. But at least they're walking, they look healthy.
And how often have you had to go to hospital in the past few weeks?
When I did my training, it was every day for 5 days. And now it's once a week. I have to go and have my bloods taken and get the potassium level because it was pretty high when I first came out. It was 6, 7 and sometimes higher. Now I've got it down to 4.3, which they tell me is very good. So whatever I'm doing right. But I think I had, as I say, a bit of a problem with the diet. But I've since got a book and you have to mash your potatoes and mash your veggies, fill them up with, you do your potatoes and your veg, you boil them and then you have to throw the water away and re-put water in and boil them up again, which you can imagine is pretty stewy-like. So I don't eat vegetables much anymore. But I think I've got it now. I think I've got to, you know, I must have done to get the potassium down a bit. But I just go once a week now.
What keeps you going?
Tony. Because he's very supportive. Especially now. Because life's very slow at the moment. I can't walk properly. I don't climb stairs very well. I can't bend over because I need help. I still can't get in and out the bath on my own. I'm very, very weak altogether, really, which is very frustrating. And sometimes I just burst into tears and but I can't help it. I can't get out of it. And Tony's always there for me. I mean, I've been upstairs and knelt down and I can't get up. So I have to bang the floor and he runs up and he helps me up. And he's always there before me now. He does most of the cooking. I get very breathless, even to make a bed. So that's very frustrating. But my grandchildren come and see me. I've got 7 grandchildren. The youngest being...